From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran nuclear talks extended once again. International nuclear talks on a comprehensive agreement with Iran have been extended a third time, but a Western official insists this will be the last, and the talks must conclude in the next 48 hours. The original deadline set was June 30, extended to Tuesday, the 7th. Federica Mogherini is the European Union's foreign policy chief.
We are moving forward. We entered into the most difficult and sensitive part of the talks. We touched the difficult things, which is sometimes painful but needed if you need to get to an agreement. So I'm not talking about extension. I'm talking about taking the hours we need to try to complete our work.
The talks between six world powers and Tehran aim to cut Iran's uranium enrichment program to keep it from being able to build a nuclear bomb. Global sanctions that have wrecked the economy would be eased and eventually lifted. Heavily armed militants reportedly attacked a convoy of buses and army escorts near Impekatone in Kenya's eastern Lamu region near Somalia. No early reports of casualties. The report followed an early Tuesday attack on the northeast town of Mandera, claimed by al-Shabaab gunmen who killed at least 14 people. 11 were wounded. Joseph Nkasiri is a Kenyan cabinet official.
Once again, this attack is a clear reminder that al-Shabaab and its collaborators are determined to disrupt and subvert our way of life. I take this opportunity to reiterate that Kenya shall never be cowed by these evil murderers.
Mandera was the scene in December of a similar nighttime attack by al-Shabaab that killed more than 30 quarry workers, many of them Christian. This is VOA News. The Greek fiscal crisis appears to be down to one last meeting, a European Union summit set for Sunday. Leaders at an emergency Eurozone summit in Brussels Tuesday appeared frustrated with the latest reform improvements offered by Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. Jean-Claude Juncker, president of the European Commission, says the Eurozone is prepared for all scenarios, including Greece's exit from the common currency, commonly referred to as Grexit.
We have a Grexit scenario prepared in detail. We have a scenario as far as humanitarian aid is concerned. And we have, and that's the scenario I most prefer, a scenario how to deal with the problem now, keeping Greece as a member of the euro area.
Greece defaulted on a loan payment to the International Monetary Fund last week. Greek voters on Sunday rejected any more austerity. In Yemen Tuesday, car bombs killed at least five people. One blast rocked the area around a mosque in the capital Sana'a, killing one. A second was set off, killing four in the southern Yemeni city of Beta. Elements of the Afghan Taliban took part Tuesday night in a groundbreaking meeting with representatives of the Afghan government and other national and international stakeholders in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. That dialogue was welcomed by White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
This is an important step in advancing prospects for a credible peace. The United States commends the government of Afghanistan's prioritization of peace and reconciliation efforts with the Taliban. And we both acknowledge and appreciate Pakistan's important efforts to host these conversations.
Pakistani officials warn the process is going to be long and complicated. Quick breakthroughs should not be expected. Burundi's ruling party has won the country's parliamentary elections held last month. The National Electoral Commission saying Tuesday it took 77 of 100 seats. A presidential poll is scheduled for July 15, but East African leaders have called for a two-week delay amid political chaos following President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for a third term. Unidentified gunmen stormed state-run radio in the central capital of Central African Republic, Bangui, early Tuesday, but failed to gain entry to the main studio. A guard was briefly held hostage but released. The impoverished nation has been gripped by sectarian violence since a March 2013 coup. Pope Francis travels to Bolivia Wednesday on the second leg of his Latin tour. In Quito, Tuesday, he urged a crowd of more than 1 million to unite in their belief and help spread the Roman Catholic faith on the continent. And an expert panel set up by the World Health Organization to examine the UN agency's slow Ebola epidemic response blasted the WHO for organizational failures following its response. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.